Good morning, Russ. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, and happy Father's Day to you. Of course, you're a father of three out there in Omaha, Nebraska, and, you know, I want to get to everything. We're going to get to, you know, what it was like playing with Tony Romo and Justin Timberlake and Matt Lauer, and how you found Torrey Pines last Friday on that June 6th round that's going to be replayed today on NBC at 2 o'clock. But first things first, I want to start at the beginning, and when Golf Digest originally announced this contest, you were not actually the first person that wrote an application essay for yourself. Your friend Terry did.
That's right. I had put together a 100-word essay and had worked on it with my brother and my wife. It was something that I was just determined to do. And unbeknownst to me, after I had made it to the top 5%, they said, "Well, you know, you got another nominee." And I was like, "Who's that?" They didn't say, and I called my friend Terry and told him, and he kind of smiled and said, "I wrote one too." So it was pretty neat.
A heartfelt essay that your friend Terry wrote. He said, "Can I break 100? No. Do I want the chance? Yes, but this is not for me. It's for my best friend since sixth grade who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer last April. He has never smoked. It's just one of those things in life. He's a wonderful father, husband, and friend. Last summer, he had a double treatment of chemotherapy and walked 18 holes the very next day and shot an 82. He's an 8 handicap. The statistics are not on his side, but like John says, they have never done a study of 100, John Atkinson." So, I mean, to have a friend like that believes in you that much to write something, not for him, but for you to win this contest.
Terry's been great through this whole thing. It was him and his wife, and, you know, 60 other people came out to Torrey Pines, and this whole event has been incredible.
We're speaking with John Atkinson, a 38-year-old medical supply salesman from Omaha, Nebraska. He's a father of three. He's an 8 handicapper and a cancer survivor, and he beat out 56,000 other people to win the chance to play with Tony Romo, Justin Timberlake, and Matt Lauer. So give me your impression. The very first moment that you found out that you had won and you would be playing with Tony Romo and Justin Timberlake and Matt Lauer, what was your very first reaction to that? And then leading up to the round last Friday, June 6th, how did you prepare?
My first reaction was I better start practicing to play in front of all those people and with those stars. Now my game was going to be put to the test, so I did prepare quite a bit. Worked with a local pro here, Bob Scott, and he helped me get mentally prepared to be able to deal with everything that comes with playing at Torrey Pines in front of cameras and with stars. And he helped me keep organized and you know, keep me loose out there, and where I had a blast.
Obviously, the premise, John, as we all know, was, can a regular 10 handicap, middle America, regular Joe, you know, amateur golfer break 100 on a U.S. Open venue? And it was kind of, the idea was developed from a comment that Tiger Woods made last year in Pittsburgh at Oakmont. He said after the second round of the Open last year, no 10 handicapper could break 100 on a USGA setup. And then someone asked him, well, what about next year at Torrey Pines if it's set up like it is this year at Oakmont? And Tiger said, no way in hell. So then Golf Digest picked up on that, and they made this contest, and you're an 8 handicapper, and you shot a 114. The scores from last Friday's round, this was last Friday, June 6th, and NBC is going to replay this later today at 2 o'clock. It's a one-hour special. Johnny Miller is going to be on the broadcast along with Dan Hicks, and it's going to precede the final round coverage of the U.S. Open on NBC. Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, he shot an 84. Justin Timberlake, the Grammy-winning singer, he shot a 98. Matt Lauer, the Today Show host, shot an even 100, and you, an 8 handicapper from Omaha, Nebraska, you shot a 114. So give me an idea for your round. 7,600 yards plus. Which holes gave you the most trouble, and did you par any holes, and how'd you find the course?
You know, I found the course more fair than what I thought it would be. The fairways were generous. The first cut wasn't bad, but when you got into the deep stuff, it was brutal. I took a 60-degree wedge, and I'd swing as hard as I could, and I would hope to get it into the first cut. The greens were 13-6. The pin placements were so hard. You had to go uphills and just die it right at the top to come back down. It's incredible what those guys do. You know, and my whole strategy was I'm going to keep it in play. So I used hybrid off the majority of the holes. And, you know, the first four holes, I bogeyed every single hole, and I was tied for the lead. It was a great start. They called my name, got up there. No one had hit the fairway, and I hit it solid right down and nailed the fairway. So it was a great start, and you know, on number five, I hit the fairway again, and I was kind of questioning a club and sprayed it right and got in the deep stuff, couldn't get out, finally got it on and four-putted for a nine, and it was hard to regroup after that.
Psychologically, that was kind of a hit to your system after bogeying the first four holes, taking that nine on number five. Now, it sounds like you had a game plan, and we're speaking with John Atkinson, a 38-year-old medical supply salesman from Omaha, Nebraska. He's a father of three. He's an eight handicapper and a cancer survivor, and he beat out 56,000 other people to win the chance to play with Tony Romo, Justin Timberlake, and Matt Lauer out in Torrey Pines last Friday. That will be rebroadcast on NBC later today, 2 o'clock start time on the East Coast. It sounds like you had a game plan. You took Hybrid off of most of the tees. You had Bob Rotella on your bag, who is a noted psychology coach, guys.
Right.
And did he help you with your game plan? I mean, how did it work out hole from hole? Did you come to the tee on every hole and talk with him and say, all right, this is what we're going to do on this hole, or was it kind of more freestyle than that?
I knew what I had planned for every hole, and the game plan was to hit a hybrid, you know, in the fairway and then lay up and chip on and two-putt. And play for bogey. I'm always second guessing myself. On 17 and 18 and 13, I started hitting driver, and I was hitting the driver well. So
right. Well, there's forced carry, so you have to hit driver on some of those holes. I mean, you have no other choice, right? I mean, some of those holes, there's a forced carry of 230, 240 yards.
Well, just on 13, it's funny because on the practice round, we went up to the back tees, and I was like, oh, this is no problem. You know, I took my driver out, and I just clear the canyon. I was like, oh, I think I can make this with a hybrid. So I take that out, and I clear it, and I was like, this is a piece of cake. So then we get up on Friday, and we walk up, and I'm walking to the tees, and these guys take the road and keep going back. And I was like, I played the wrong tee.
Oh,
we
no.
go walking back there, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And I teed up driver, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I hit it on the screws. I pulled it left, but I cleared it, and it was a great shot.
I mean, John, you're a good player. You're an 8 handicap. I'm assuming you've probably broken 80 a couple times in your life, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to going back to my course and teeing it up on the blues and trying to break 80. I mean, that's usually my goal when I'm out there playing.
And you shot a 43 over par 114, which I don't think is bad at all. I mean, you got to feel good, even though you didn't break 100, 114, that's respectable.
Well, it's the best 114 I've ever shot. So it was fun. I do believe that the average golfer can break 100. It didn't happen for me. It's going to be extremely difficult, but it's a great concept by Golf Digest, the USGA, and NBC. It was so much fun, and I was glad to represent the average golfer.
Yeah, I would imagine that the Golf Digest and the USGA does this again for 2009. 38-year-old medical supply salesman John Atkinson from Omaha, Nebraska. He's a father of three, a cancer survivor, and an 8 handicap, and he's joining us right now on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you. All right, let me know about Tony Romo. I mean, this guy shot an 84. What was it like playing with Tony? And you know, there were plenty 84s and 85s the first few days at the U.S. Open. I mean, you know, a lot of guys that missed the cut on Friday shot scores like that's impressive.
Yeah, and he could have broke 80. He four putted number three, he chili dipped number four, and he doubled 18. So there were shots out there that he, you know, I'm sure it was the course that caught up to him. But the guy is a solid player. He hits the ball so far and so straight. He's a professional athlete.
Did anything surprise you about the three guys, Matt Lauer, Justin Timberlake, and Tony Romo? Were you surprised by anything? And then who seemed to be the most congenial to you? Did one of the three guys talk to you more than the other two?
What surprised me was just what great guys they all were. You know, I mean, here are three of the most famous people in the country, and not one of them had an ego at all. I mean, there were guys that you could be paired up with at the last minute to play a foursome with, and you would never know that they were as famous as they are. You would just know that they're good golfers. That was great to be able to play with them. And they were all very generous. One of the neatest thing was Justin Timberlake called me on Wednesday and said, hey, you want to play nine holes? And just wanted to say, hey, you shouldn't play this course for the first time in front of cameras on a practice round. You should get out there by yourself and be able to play it. So very nice. It was just him and I and my brother and my dad walked with me, and we played nine holes out in the rain and the wind at Torrey Pines on Wednesday.
Wow, so you and JT are boys now. You got like a cell number and everything?
No, I wouldn't say that, but you know, he's definitely a gentleman, and he's definitely a golfer.
And he played well. He broke 100. He shot 98, and Matt Lauer was right there on the number at 100. So obviously, all three of those guys, very good players. I mean, Tony Romo's a scratch player. He's tried out for the U.S. Open a number of times. He actually played in a nationwide tour event in South Carolina last year. So, you know, he's a world-class player. And JT and Matt Lauer, I mean, they're single digits as well. They're good sticks, 4-5 handicap type of guys as well. John Atkinson is an 8 handicap from Omaha, Nebraska, 38-year-old medical supply salesman, father of three, and a cancer survivor. And he's joining me here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you. So we can watch it all later today. It's an hour special, 2 o'clock Eastern time start, leading into the NBC's final round coverage of the U.S. Open. It's the Golf Digest U.S. Open Challenge. Where will you be later today at 2 o'clock, John?
There's just a local bar in Omaha that's smoke-free and kid-friendly and has a bunch of big screen TVs. So we're planning on going there and sitting back and laughing and enjoying.
Well, that's fabulous. Happy Father's Day to you. I hope you enjoy the broadcast. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. I'm sure there'll be a couple of tears shed between you and your friends and your family, which is totally understandable. How about moving forward? Any big time interviews set for maybe tomorrow or later on this week?
Well, the Today Show has called and hoping to do something on Monday. So that'll be cool. And who knows where the story goes from here. My ultimate goal when I started this thing is obviously to want to break 100, but to really get the word out there about lung cancer awareness. There's a stigma associated with lung cancer that you have to smoke to be able to get it, and I'm a perfect example of how that's just not true. 60% of the people who are diagnosed with lung cancer are either never smokers or former smokers who quit decades ago. I hope that people see me and say, that's not a lung cancer patient, and then realize it can just happen to absolutely anybody.
Wow. Is there a website or a phone number that you want people to know about?
www.lungcanceralliance.org, nonprofit that is dedicated to advocacy of lung cancer and working on legislative initiatives and doing everything they possibly can to get the word out there about the truth about lung cancer.
All right, that website is www.lungcanceralliance.org. John Atkinson is a cancer survivor. He's a 38-year-old father of three, a medical supply salesman from Omaha, Nebraska, and an 8 handicap. He shot a 114 last Friday, June 6th, out at Torrey Pines from the way back tips, 7,600 yards plus, and you'll be able to watch him along with Tony Romo, Justin Timberlake, and Matt Lauer later today. 2 o'clock start time on NBC, leading into the final round coverage for the 108th U.S. Open from San Diego. John, thank you so much. Happy Father's Day to you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Russ, and you guys enjoy Father's Day.